now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. I know the summer's a busy time, and taking a little time out to listen to the Grilling Guys, we appreciate you doing that. And one of the things we try to do is keep you in tune with what's going on around you, and not only in your backyard at the grill, but maybe some cool places where you can go.
That's right. And the shocking thing is that I still run into people once in a while who have never been to Fen Valley. So once again, we're going to bring our great sponsor, friend, winemaker, all-around good guy, grilling guy, too.
Right, yeah.
Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley.
Hey, it's been a busy year. You know, everyone asks us how the drought's affecting the grapes. And, you know, it's good for wine grapes. Their home was a very arid climate. So things are great in the vineyard. We look pretty good out there. Just kind of gearing up for the real season, though. A lot of people come out and visit. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up this year, and of course we're busting out the grills whenever we can.
Yeah, and you've got some wonderful grills. They look like those giant drums. But thinking of this water shortage we have, do you do anything to irrigate at all if it gets real desperate?
I mean, we've had times where you see a little bit of stress, but new vineyards at this point would be in stress mode, but we don't have any new ones going in this year or anything that's too young. So they're pretty good. Kind of like peach trees where they just kind of like that sandy soil, lack of moisture. They tap down pretty deep where it's still pretty wet, you know,
okay,
feet down. So
they're
in good shape, looking good out here.
Do they get any of the moisture from the humid Michigan air?
Well, that's a problem for us, you know, not to get too technical on you guys, you know, on a morning show, but yeah, I mean, humidity is a problem for wine grapes just because the grapes are so close together that you get moisture between the berries, and that's kind of a recipe for mold and mildew.
Do they chap? They get sweaty.
Yeah, they don't. But yeah, they don't drink from the water, the air water. But they just get a little damp, and we don't like that.
So, you see how sideways?
We like the dry weather. Sure.
It gets sideways here so easily.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So let's straighten this thing out a minute. So later today, Saturday, June the 10th, you got a little gig going on at the vineyard. Tell us about it.
Well, we're busy every day. You know, this weekend is. We're actually turning 50 years old this weekend.
So wow.
This is our 50th anniversary this year, but this weekend is actually the 50th, you know, 50 years ago, we acquired the first farm down here in Fenville and have been doing it here ever since.
So 50 years ago, your grandpa and your father-in-law or your father-in-law and his father, Doug must have been like a 20-year-old man at that time or something?
Yeah, he was just out of college, got his degree in teaching and went on to make wine. You know, typical story there. they made a lot of wine at home. He would suggest it was pretty crappy. But this is sort of a hobby that got way out of control. So, you know, you got a hobby out there, you know, don't be afraid to go all in, I suppose.
How cool is that? So 50 years. Now, do you have is there a music festival, music in the vineyard today?
Yeah, so we do music every Saturday we start a couple weeks ago. We'll run all the way through the summer. We do it Thursdays and Saturdays. Thursdays tend to be more locals just because it's, you know, a lot of people just kind of roll down after work. Saturday tends to be a hodgepodge of everybody. And then we got our big wine festival coming up on the 24th of June, which is our annual kind of celebration, and this year, of course, it's going to be extra special because we're ringing in the 50th.
Well, I'll tell you, the music that I've witnessed at your heavenly home there, it's just a wonderful. It's like, I don't know what the Garden of Eden looks like, but I see something like all these women in flowing dresses and glasses of wine and the music playing, and it's you guys put together just an atmosphere that is fantastic. And the bands you get, I don't know who finds your talent, but man, I think the wine helps them sound better, but they're second to none. They're, for being like out in the country where you are, it's quite the surprise.
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate that, you know, we have this great parcel here down in Fenville, about 40 minutes or so south of Grand Rapids, depending where you are. And, you know, it's a really cool spot. We set up the stage so that you're, you know, the backdrop of the stage are the vines. So it's and then there's sort of a natural amphitheater with just kind of how the sloped land works by the building there. And, you know, I'm here every day, and I would agree with you. You get a nice night out there, and you're sitting there, and it still feels sort of magical even after all these years.
That's cool.
And certainly, yeah, we have a great person on our staff that does all the music. It's a lot of work to wrangle in that many acts for the season and make sure they're all there on time, on schedule, you know. But it's a lot of fun, too. You know, customers love it. We like to showcase the farm. You know, that's what we do. So that's a big part of our whole story down here, our whole approach to customer is to let them see how you make good wine. Really make good wine by growing good grapes.
That's the way you do it. You see these vineyards depicted in movies, and it looks like so cool, and you just want to be there. Well, you can actually do that right in Michigan at a lot of great vineyards, but I'm telling you, the Southwest Wine Trail is one you want to hit, especially if you like red wines, because these folks at Fen Valley, anyway, know how to make some nice reds. And that's saying a lot, because red wine drinkers are generally schooled in California wines or Chilean or whatever, French. But you guys, you make some wonderful reds.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I mean, it's been an evolution. You know, they are the hardest to grow. The reason is they take the longest to ripen. So you're talking about a grape that's going to start its growing season, you know, around early May and have to be out there through the end of October usually. So you're riding out every possible weather event that Michigan throws at us. And so it really does take a lot of work, but also kind of a lot of lessons over the last, you know, 50 years to really dial that in. But yeah, Michigan reds and cool climate reds in general, you know, they're not Napa. You know, we're not trying to be Napa. They're going to be lighter. They're
right.
going to be a little lower in alcohol. They're going to be a little more fruit centric, but they really serve a great purpose. You know, they're super great, food friendly. You can have a couple glasses because they're a little lower in booze. So they're just a lot to like about them. I like both. You know, I like a lot of different styles of wine, but I appreciate you mentioning that, because a lot of people think Michigan, they don't think
right.
you know, dry red.
Right.
Wine.
Because their wine trips tend to be to Traverse City and it's all whites, and they're, you know,
yeah.
they just think all we can do.
I mean, down here in Southwest, we have a very similar climate to Bordeaux, France, which, you know, is historically associated with some of the greatest red wines on the face of the earth. If you look at the map, that's where we are. And so, you know, we've got the heat units. Now we just have to, you know, manage the moisture and manage some of the, you know, the fall weather that always, you know, can be awesome or can be pretty heinous.
Yeah.
So, Brian, I want to make sure that we touch on this, because we came down with three couples or four couples last year, and I've got about eight or nine that are going to your festival on the 24th this year. We're going to caravan down there. And the reason that they all want to come back is that you've got a little wine trail right on the property, and it's such a fun day. They're pulling you around on a wagon on a tractor, and you hit five or six stations throughout the winery where you're serving different tastes of wine. And it was just such a lovely day. And we're out on the farm for an hour, hour and a half doing that little tour. What a wonderful thing. And you charge like, what, 10, 15 bucks to get into the festival? That's it, right?
Yeah, it's 10 bucks. We're really recommending you sign up online, fenvalley.com, this year, because we're rolling already at about 50% of our capacity with pre-registrations, which is high. I think the 50th has gotten everybody kind of wound up. So yeah, go online, book your tickets, and you're absolutely right. I think, you know, it's got the traditional festival stuff, you know, food trucks, live music, but then the really unique part are these vineyard stations, we call them, where you can either walk or hop on the grape train, as we call it, and get, you know, pulled around or do a little bit of both.
That's awesome, buddy. And we are out of time. It goes so fast when we have you. We can't wait to see you again. And this is Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery, Fenville, Michigan. Go check them out.